escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
We are back here on the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Reminder, the Mason Crosby Show is coming up next from 9 to 11 right here on the Fan. Joining us right now on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, is Sarah Kelleher. You can find her on social media at Sarah Kelleher 4. You can find her on the Pack-A-Day podcast Wednesdays, although she was a slacker and skipped today, and Dusty and Steve had to fly solo and they didn't know what the heck they were doing, and it's just a nightmare without Sarah. But Sarah, you made up for it by coming on today. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm good. Always excited to talk Packers with you. And yeah, I'm sure that I'll be getting a text from Dusty and Steve right after this about why I joined your radio show but not podcast yesterday. So I'm waiting for it. It's coming.
Well, priorities, right? I mean, you have to have your priorities set, and you know, you've got the radio show, and then, you know, Dusty, Steve, just a little slight blow. No, they absolutely killed it per usual, and I'm sure you guys will be reunited next week. But Sarah, we've got a lot to get into. I want to start with the topic that's on top of apparently everyone's mind, and I think it's probably still within the realm of fantasy, but as every day that this goes on where there is no Trey Hendrickson deal in Cincinnati and everyone's talking about a potential divorce of Micah Parsons in Dallas, and you've got the completely unsubstantiated rumor by Ricky, the anonymous dog insider on Twitter, that the Packers are making offers for Micah Parsons. And then you have Ian Rappaport, who goes on, I think it was the Pat McAfee show, and it says like, hey, if there's a team that makes sense to trade for Micah Parsons, it's the Green Bay Packers. There's just enough, like just tiny bit of smoke out there that I think it's still worth discussing. So Sarah, let me ask you, what is your appetite, or what maybe should the Packers' appetite be for trying to make a trade for Trey Hendrickson or Micah Parsons?
Yeah, Andy, I saw your tweet yesterday about LaFleur and Goody talking at practice, and that's what they were talking about. Clearly. I don't know if they were talking about it right there, but I definitely think that they've talked about it. It's certainly come up of, you know, what's it going to take and how can you not? I think between both of them, if you look at them on paper, they're both beasts, but Micah Parsons is 26 years old, and everybody on Pack-A-Day messes with me that, you know, I'm the young kid, and this guy's almost a year and a half older or younger than me. So the age factor is incredibly appealing when you look at a guy like Micah Parsons too. And, you know, with the production, when he's healthy, my goodness, it's hard not to think, what are the possibilities there? What do we have to give up? I think this is honestly classic Jerry Jones stirring the pot a little bit, and then week one's going to roll around, a deal will get done, and he'll, you know, steal Thursday Night Football week one, and that'll be the story, versus, you know, the Eagles and their rings and, you know, hanging the banner and all that. So I don't think it's going to happen, but I certainly think that the Packers are probably, you know, whispering a little bit about it. You know, what's it going to take? And it's really just a matter of that. But I would be surprised to see either one of those things happening, just knowing how conservative the Packers are when it comes to kind of making a splash like this.
It is really interesting. The only thing that gives me some pause, a couple things. A, in Dallas, like, it does seem like there is some semi-bad blood right now between Parsons yep. and Dallas, which, again, makes things interesting. And same thing where, like, the Bengals are now open to trading Hendrickson. Like, they apparently, like, the years, the money is there, but the guarantees are way off, and they just cannot come to a resolution on that. Like, it wouldn't stun me at this point if either of these players does end up traded. And the only other thing that gives me, like, just maybe sort of ideas is the fact that by all accounts, Goody had a very significant offer out for Khalil Mack when he was traded, and the Bears just had a little bit more than him. It was basically two first round picks that Chicago gave up for Khalil Mack. And if the Packers were very much, you know, in that realm of trading for him, I mean, Mack was in a very similar situation at the time that Micah Parsons is now. And I could imagine if the Packers were interested in Mack, they would probably be interested similarly in Micah Parsons. Now, it depends on how Goody feels about his defense and his defensive end room. Like, if he really truly believes that this is going to be a massive breakout year for LVN and that Rashawn Gary is still one of the better defensive ends in the league, then he probably doesn't feel like he needs to make either of those moves. But the thing about Parsons, especially, not only the 26 years old, but the versatility, like, take away even defensive end. Can you imagine a double A-gap blitz with Edrian Cooper and Micah Parsons coming up the middle, and just the pure insane athleticism, speed, and violence that those two guys can play with? There would be so much stuff that Jeff Hafley could do with that type of player in this defense. As you mentioned, I think that the most appropriate thing here is if you're an NFL franchise and you haven't at least had the conversations of, like, all right, what would it take? What would we give up? And how could we potentially get a player like Micah Parsons on our team? I don't know what you're doing. You have to at least have that conversation. And I'm sure, like you said, Goody and company have probably had that.
Yep. Yeah, I think it's a matter of if they're going to be traded is one thing. If they're going to be traded to the Packers is another thing, totally too. Another. So we'll see.
Yes. It would be interesting to see if, like, Goody kind of made that signature move. Like, at some point, right? And I know that he's obviously gone out and got Za'Darius Smith. He's gotten, you know, Xavier McKinney, Josh Jacobs. It's not like he's not without signature moves on his resume. But, like, at some point, you're general manager of an NFL football team. You got, like, the dream job of dream jobs. You're like, you know, everyone out there is a fantasy football manager. You get to do it for real. Like, you actually go out and get to acquire players. At some point, don't you just want to make that, like, one Super Bowl, like, this is what I'm going to put my stamp on. Like, people are going to remember me. Like, everyone else is always going to remember signing Ron Wolf. Everyone's going to remember, you know, Ron Wolf signing Reggie White, Ted Thompson signing Charles Woodson. Like, if you go out and trade for Micah Parsons, that is, like, a legacy type move. You only get one shot at this thing, being an NFL general manager. It almost, like, at some point, do you just not want to, like, take your shot and be super aggressive on something? It would be really fun if this was the thing that he did. I don't expect it either, Sarah. It's fun to talk about. It's good conjecture, you know, what they would give up, what they could potentially bring. But we will be having quite the podcast in celebration if all of a sudden Micah Parsons or Trey Hendrickson end up becoming Green Bay Packers. That's for sure. Let's get to a different topic here, as we're being joined by Sarah Kelleher. Find her on the Packaday podcast, of course, Sarah Kelleher for over on social media. We've obviously had two preseason games. We've had one joint practice, 17 training camp practices so far. There's been a lot that's happened. What to you have been your key takeaways from this training camp / preseason so far? Good, bad, ugly, indifferent. I'll let you go in any direction you want.
Yeah, I think overall, if you take a step back and look at the bigger picture and look at what some of the past camps and off seasons have looked like, I think it's been pretty uneventful, but in a good way. You know, injuries aside, injury has been the biggest storyline. But, you know, we had Matt Schneidman on the Wednesday edition of the Packaday podcast a couple weeks ago from The Athletic. And I asked him straight up, hey, since you started covering the Packers several years ago, is this kind of the most boring, for lack of better terms, off season that you've covered? You know, in the Rodgers era at the end, it's will he or won't he stay? And then the Packers turn the page and it's the beginning of the Jordan Love era and a lot of storylines there. And now it's just kind of, okay, the Packers are a young team. Everyone knows the Packers are a young team. They're clearly in this stage where they believe in what they've got and they want to grow and develop these guys. And I think that's been another storyline that's just been evident in this camp is they're still a young team, and preseason was certainly a reminder of that. There were some sloppy mistakes in the preseason games, you know, penalties and little mistakes that we saw throughout last season kind of trickled over. Hopefully they can get that out of their system in the preseason, and when week one rolls around, it's not so bad. But then you see moments of fight and promise, the comeback against the Colts, and, you know, they looked like they were down and out, and then they come back and show a little bit of fight and kind of it's that constant roller coaster of going up and down with a young team. So nothing has necessarily blown me away, shocked me this camp, but at the same time, I'm really excited about what's to come. I think the pieces are there and they're working with the guys and trying to figure it out. And, you know, I know we'll probably talk about it in a second, just some of those key position battles, especially on the offensive line. And even at the end of the wide receiver room, what that's going to look like and rounding out that room. So I talked about it with you last time too. You know, Marshawn Lloyd just sucks that he keeps getting injured. I really am so high on this guy and want it to work out. So I think running backs become more of a conversation than if all things went well and everyone was healthy, then maybe what the Packers thought. You know, now RB3 becomes a little more important if Lloyd is going to start the season injured again. So just some interesting position battles, but nothing, again, that's blowing me away or making me really nervous or lean one way or another. I think Packers are young. They're still going to kind of fight that battle, and hopefully they can just continue to improve.
I know what the answer was, but for our listeners, what was Matt's response? Did he agree that it was one of the more boring training camps, or what did he say?
Yeah, he said pretty much. You know, he said there's always stories to cover. You know, some of the rookies have had interesting stories, both as athletes and people, that he's wrote some really great stuff on. But yeah, there's not as much drama, I guess. There's still things happening, but there's not drama where every day on First Take the Packers are being talked about like they had in the last few years.
Which is not the worst place to be. If you're kind of just off the radar a little bit, not causing a lot of buzz, let Jerry and Micah Parsons and the Bengals and Trey Hendrickson and all these other, you know, storylines that are taking place, let them have the buzz over there. And then hopefully you can kind of take everyone by storm once the season actually starts. And they just have to go and actually take the league by storm once the season starts. And hopefully they can do so. Hopefully one of the players that can help them do so is Matthew Golden. He's been off to a really impressive start, had the deep bomb yesterday from Malik Willis. Everything about him has said that he is going to have a big time role on this team, not even including the injuries at wide receiver right now. They continue to put him out in all different spots, hit him at all different layers of the field. He has been everything as advertised so far. Sarah, if this does in fact click and Matthew Golden is as expected as a super talented first round wide receiver, what does that do for this offense?
Everything. I mean, giving Jordan Love another weapon, knowing that Christian Watson is progressing really well with his ACL rehab and is probably going to come back earlier than expected, paired with, you know, other weapons that Love loves, like Romeo Doubs, and then you throw Matthew Golden into the mix, and really it's just so exciting. And I think besides the injuries, this has been the thing that everyone has been talking about the most. You know, if anyone who follows the team as a fan, or if you cover the team and, you know, professionally and are really in the weeds with it, you know that if the front office at 1265 Lombardi Avenue is drafting a wide receiver, that he's probably legit. If they're going to finally do that first round and, you know, make a big splash like that, the Packers, yes, they're historic and legendary, but they're not showmen in that way. They are going to pick the best player available. And they felt like he was the best player available then. It worked out. It was picture perfect. So we really just need to hope the injury bug doesn't get to Matthew Golden either. And if it doesn't, I'm going to start getting very delusional about him. If the trend continues and, you know, what we're hearing and seeing from clips, you know, for me, at least being in Florida, what I'm seeing online, if he continues to trend in that direction, it's just so, so exciting. And the Packers truly have a guy that the hands are strong, you know, incredibly fast. The route running is crisp. So it's everything that you'd want from any wide receiver, let alone your rookie wide receiver in year one.
Yeah, he's going to be a fun player one way or the other. I'm sure there's still going to be a learning curve and some hiccups along the way, and it's probably not going to be perfect from day one, but the talent is very clearly evident. The speed is as advertised, and he is going to be a very fun piece within this offense, no question about it. We're being joined by Sarah Kelleher. Find her on social media at Sarah Kelleher 4, and of course, on the Wednesday edition of the Pack-A-Day podcast. We've got a big preseason game coming up, the final preseason game, joint practices this week. And as you mentioned, there are still some key roster battles that are left to be decided. The starting left tackle spot is one of those, the potentially the number three quarterback spot. And if you kind of look all around this roster, there are certainly going to be some like Christian Welch versus Isaiah Simmons, potentially for that last linebacker spot, and special teams will play a huge factor in that. What are some of the roster battles that are kind of standing out to you, and which ones do you think could ultimately be decided in this final preseason game?
Yeah, I mentioned wide receivers, so I'll touch on that one quickly. You know, I'm really interested to see what they do here. I think, you know, Dobbs, Reed, Wicks, Golden, Williams are solid, but then you have the addition of Mecole Hardman in the offseason from the Chiefs. And of course, then there's Malik Heath, and he's always kind of on the bubble every year. So, and then you also have to think about Christian Watson is coming back at some point too. So I feel like this may be the year that Heath really, really is on the chopping block per se. And, you know, if he can perform in this last preseason game against the Seahawks and, you know, no drops, really some nice route running. And I know it's hard in that sort of environment. You're not running with the ones and the guys who you would be doing it if you were to see snaps in the regular season. But I think he's a guy that really just needs to, and there's a lot of tape, and hopefully he can prove himself at the last second here if he wants to make a roster spot, because it's going to be tight. Cornerback is another one that I'm interested about, especially that fourth cornerback position. You know, it seems like they've got, you know, Valentine, Nixon, Hobbs kind of locked in, Bullard's in the slot. So what's that traditional, you know, core spot after that? There's the Bo Melton of it all. And that's surely been an interesting thing to follow, you know, making the switch from wide receiver and then Valentine. Do they go both? I think they may, you know, it's just kind of interesting to see how that's going to shake out. And then tackles, I feel like there isn't a ton of wiggle room. You know, Tom, Morgan, Walker, Belton, you know, he's had his issues in the preseason, and we all saw that with LaFleur ripping into him on the sideline. But I think those are guys that they feel good about, and there won't be a ton of rotation there. There may be one or two guys on the bubble, but it'll be really interesting. I think for the most part, the roster, there's probably 40-ish people that are locks, and there's, you know, a few spots that are left over, and those guys are really just going to have to finish strong here in joint practice with the Seahawks and then try to have, you know, a moment of where they can really shine in that preseason game, because there's not a lot of room for additions here based off what we've seen.
No, I totally agree. And it's lame and cliche, but special teams is going to play such a massive factor, especially with the new kick return rules too. Like, we're seeing all these kicks get returned. Like, the emphasis on the kick return and the kick coverage is going to be so important. And if you can help out in either of those two phases, I mean, we're seeing teams get it, you know, anywhere near like the 20 yard line sometimes. And a lot of teams like that are already getting good at this, are getting out to like the 38, 40 yard line on some of these returns. Like, there is potentially a pretty significant difference in starting field position, depending on how you perform on these kick returns. I think we are going to see a lot of returns, because I don't think teams are just going to want to give it at the 35 yard line. So I think that could play a massive factor in this as well. All right, Sarah, before we get you out of here, injuries are piling up, and it just seems like every day. Thankfully, yesterday, two people returned, Kenny Clark and LVN, and no new players were out. So that was actually a good day on the injury list. But where are you at right now? Are you panicked? Are you concerned, nervous? Is it much ado about nothing? Like, where are you falling on the spectrum of where the Packers are at injury-wise right now?
I think I'm a little nervous, but I'm not yet totally worried about it, if that makes sense. Yep. Most of the injuries, if you look at the list, which it's like a CVS receipt list at this point, but if you look at the list, most of them are not major injuries. Any major injuries seem to be dodged. I still don't love it, but you know, Jordan Love, for example, wasn't his throwing hand. And yes, I know it contributes, but that's still a blessing in disguise for the Packers. And then Aaron Sorrell, knee injury, sprained MCL, you know, is it ideal? No. Is it something he can come back from? Yes. And he's a guy that, especially as a rookie, I'm really excited to see. So maybe a few weeks, but not a season ending injury. And then there's, you know, Jaden Reed with the foot, Dontayvion Wicks with the calf. I know it was kind of disappointing with Hobbs that there was a knee injury, but again, all those seemed like things that they're actively rehabbing, that those guys are going to come back at some point. So we'll see how it goes. Really, it's just a matter of how they progress. I mentioned Lloyd earlier. It's just unfortunate. One thing after another, the hamstring this time, and hopeful that he can bounce back from that. I mean, the Packers athletic training room has to be experts at hamstrings after the last couple of seasons. So hopefully they can get him rehabbed and back soon. But I'm not losing sleep over it. You know, am I thinking about it a little bit? Sure. But I think that a lot of these are pretty manageable for the most part. And are they inconvenient? Yes. Is it going to derail what the Packers have planned? I don't think so.
Do you know that feeling when like you kind of wake up one day or like middle of the day, you're kind of like, I think I might be coming down with something. And then like the next day it might be totally nothing. Or the next day you might feel like absolute garbage and be like, oh, this is going to be like a week long. Like this is going to suck. I feel like we're kind of at that point of like, there's a couple symptoms right there and it might be absolutely nothing, or it could absolutely just lead to this like avalanche of stuff that happens after this. And I'm not exactly sure which direction it's going to go in yet. I still feel like there's a really good chance that it's just like, oh, you know, we're actually totally fine, and by the time week one comes around, it's like there's going to be a couple guys that are out maybe, but they'll totally be able to manage it. But it's just starting to get to that point of like, with the amount of injuries and as we get closer to week one, it's just a little bit like there's a couple symptoms there, and I'm not exactly sure where things are going to go from this point forward, but we will see, and it'll be interesting one way or the other. And of course they've got those two massive games against Detroit and then Washington right after on Thursday Night Football that are going to come up. We're going to learn a lot about this team very quick early in the season, and to help us do that will be Sarah Kelleher as we follow her on
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
The Packaday podcast on Wednesdays all year long. And of course, I'm sure we're going to have many appearances on the Packaday radio show this year as well. Sarah, where can we find all of your incredible work and anything else you want to plug on the way out?
Yeah, thanks, Andy. Always a pleasure. You can follow me, like you said, on Twitter at SarahKellerHer4. That's pretty much where all of my things will be at, from, you know, hopping on the radio show with Andy to podcasts, joining other podcasts. So just excited always to be a part of the Packaday podcast family, and looking forward to, you know, it's been a fun offseason talking football and camp and all of that, but it's always the best when you get into the season and can really break things down and sit down every Sunday and just watch all the football that you can possibly consume. So I can't wait. Can't come soon enough for me.
She says that because she's just in it for the hazard pay of having to work with Dusty and Steve every week. And there's a little bit of bump up in that. And that's the truth of the matter. But Sarah, I cannot thank you enough for everything that you do. Again, follow her on social media at SarahKelleher4. And like I said, we'll do this again very soon.
Thanks, Andy.
You bet. Appreciate you a ton. Again, thanks to Sarah for joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Make sure again to follow her on social media at SarahKelleher4. This is the Packaday Radio Show. We're going to be back with more right after this.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.